Joined here by Kevin Hixon, not with us tonight, and I'm sure this news is going to just go like a wildfire through town, but got a positive COVID-19 case among one of the Trenton players. We won't go into full detail on it. Right now it's just one player, a positive COVID case, but we know the rules on this one, Coach, and everybody was trying to keep it away as well as possible. You're not the only one that's in this situation, but not playing at Princeton around it, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately, we don't get a chance to play.
Well, let's talk about the last week, because I was looking forward to talking to about last week. I thought, you know, you spent so much time working on tackling and defense last week during practice, getting ready for East Buck. And I was, you know, especially after that first score that you gave up, I thought for about a quarter and a half, and really the rest of the game, your defense really shown. You couldn't get the defense off the field enough with that offense.
Yeah, they defensively we played pretty well. Kids responded, you know, kids responded well. Translated practice to the field. We just, you know, we got to do a better job offensively, and you know, and this week we really focused a little bit more on our offense, try to move some people around, do a couple different things, and you know, really had a great offensive practice yesterday. And, you know, was kind of looking forward to ironing out some things today and getting ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah, news like this, yeah, at some point, especially for the kids, it comes as a shock. You kind of tell them, I'm sure, that, hey, we got to quarantine for 2 weeks. You were telling me the 22nd is right now the day that you can get back to regular activities. But you kind of tell them to the best of their ability, you got to stay in shape because we're going to get after it here hopefully in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, that was kind of the last thing, you know, that I left after the administration, you know, did their stuff. That was kind of the last message I left with them, you know, got to get out and run. We got to, you know, we got to stay in shape because it's, you know, it's going to be a while before we get back out there on the practice field. And, you know, and I'm capable of contacting those guys every day, and I'll probably get with them a couple of times a week, you know, just via text message or message them somehow and check on them. You know, just got to take care of themselves. And we've had a couple of days of practice where temperatures dropped. And I think a couple of days ago we got pretty wet. It was a cold rain, and we had one last week as well. So, you know, just take care of themselves and. You know, wait till this thing works itself out, I guess.
Now, it's not the first time we'll say this, unfortunately, this year, but you'd rather be safe than sorry. So let's say safety's ahead of everything else, and let's make sure the Bulldogs are all safe and good to go. What is that first game back, Coach? I don't have the schedule in front of me as you look at the 25th.
Well, I think it's going to be a home game against Milan because I don't believe we'll be able to we're not going to play tomorrow night against Princeton, and then the Putnam County game is the week after that. We were going to Putnam, and then we're at home at Milan, I think, the week we get to come back. So, you know, it's pretty tough draw coming back, and we're not going to be able to – we're going to get back on a Tuesday. So, you know, might be a short work week and have to get out on the playing field after being off 2 weeks.
What was the biggest issue with just the running attack, just not able to get on track against East Buck that you worked on this week, Coach?
Well, you know, probably the biggest thing is I don't want to take anything away from East Buck. They had a nose tackle that was about 6'3", 270 pounds, and a couple of offensive tackles. You know, 10 seniors on that team, and two of their offensive tackles, or their defensive tackles, probably just as big as their nose guard. They're playing a, you know, old-school 5'2 look, They were solid up front. We got a lot of youth up front, and even you know, a couple guys. We have a couple of juniors up there that didn't play as sophomores, so inexperience and you know, playing against when I line up our freshman offensive tackle versus a senior defensive tackle that outweighs him about 40 pounds. You know, that's going to put a lot of pressure on your backs in the backfield You know, and we don't have a lot of experience back there. We have to do a better job, you know, with our pad level, run the ball harder, you know, because we aren't 190-pound backs. We probably go about 145, 150. So, you know, we got to learn how to run a little bit harder and sustain blocks. I think we get off the ball well. We just don't stay with it long enough to create a seam to run in.
It was because I'm not sure how much he banged up his I thought it was an ankle, but I wasn't 100% sure. But on a tackle, Royce banged up his leg pretty good, and he was limping around very noticeably. I thought it was as brave of an effort as getting out there and showing some leadership that Royce showed last Friday.
Yeah, he, you know, he took a kind of hyperextended his knee, but he really took a heel to the front part of his shin and calf muscle that was, you know, got a really good bruise on it. And he's still kind of gimpy right now. I don't think I would have played him tomorrow just because he's not 100%. And you know, we would have had to play Caden Owen in there as a backup tight end and defensive end. So, you know, we prepared Caden all week, and because I really didn't think after I tested him yesterday and evaluated him, just, you know, wasn't where I needed him. Excuse me, wasn't where I needed him to be to play in a varsity football game. So, you know, luckily for Royce, he doesn't have to play tomorrow night. He's got another week or so to heal up.
Yeah, there's always blessings in disguise with any sort of news. With your defense, Coach, they played so well there as far as, you know, stopping the run. Gave up a couple of runs late after getting behind by three scores. But how much confidence did your group as a whole get from stopping the run with the effectiveness they did there for a couple quarters?
Well, I told our coaches, you know, we grew up a little bit defensively last Friday night. And, you know, we had a sophomore outside linebacker who really did a heck of a job. Ian Elbert stepped up and, you know, really filled a spot that it was a pleasant surprise for us. You know, so we had some kids that really played well on Friday and really kind of stepped up. And, you know, I thought Coleman Griffin kind of grew up a little bit Friday night, because he managed the ball game pretty well and you know, kind of took control of the offense, which is a big step for a sophomore with, you know, six other seniors out there with him. You know, it was kind of a big step. So, you know, we saw some positive things, but we're not playing near, you know, where we should be at this point.
With what you need to do with a positive case, and I'm not sure at this point, are all the coaches under quarantine where you can't get out and do any scouting on, say, Milan, Putnam County, or anything like that?
Unfortunately, you know, we're all in contact with the young man. So yeah, we're quarantined as well and having to stay home and not get out in the public. So.
Well, I'm planning on having Dennis Stevenson call the game tomorrow night. I might run up to Unionville, do some scouting for you, Coach.
There you go.
Give me something to do on a Friday night anyway, because my schedule's kind of open here for the next couple weeks. We'll kind of figure some things out. I'm not sure if we're going to air this at the front or the back of Dog Bites on Thursday night. Wherever we do, we got plans to hopefully, and football's going to be out of the question, obviously, tonight the 10th, and then again on the 17th, but hopefully some of the Lady Bulldog sports teams will be available. They are tonight. If they're not, we might have an issue. We might have to go NCMC or something, but we'll figure out something. We'll talk with Coach and have something recorded, playing it safe on this end. Hopefully everybody on the Bulldogs coach stays healthy and safe, and we'll catch up in another couple of weeks.
All right, Tom. Thanks.